In the beginning, before there was music, before there was sound, the master composer raised the pen to touch the cosmos with the eternal song. The music sang and pulsed and shimmered through the halls of creation. It vibrated the universe and moved the planets along their trails. The ancient melody swirled around the blue planet and whispered in the passing breezes and rolled with the ocean's breath. The music could be heard in every creature's call. The master composer wrote the music deeply in the hearts of humanity. Through the generations, prophets would give breath to the music. They dared to rise up and sing the melodies written on their hearts. But whenever they rose up, their music carried the same eternal message. Prepare. Prepare for the promised one. Prepare for the child of heaven, the prince whose name is peace. Throw off your evil state and stand clean and ready. Rejoice in the day of the promised one's arrival.
For when he comes, those who walk with no vision and struggle without strength will be restored with light and power and hope. As the time grew near, the sacred tones began to dance up and down the halls of heaven. The holy chord swelled, and the music grew with a mighty crescendo. Its tempo quickened as angels tuned and prepared their songs. The eternal hourglass released its seconds and hours and years, and the time grew closer to send the redemption song to earth. But this time, it was not only the song that would be sent, but the very child of heaven.
Angels lined the halls ready to depart for earth. One by one, as they were dispatched, as they went to whisper the music into the ears of humanity. So the moment came when the composer took heaven's son and blessed him and formed a seed wrapped with divinity, rich with immortality, acquainted with heaven, but ready to enter this world. The divinity seed was planted in the humanity of a woman. The coming together brought heaven and earth into unity. The nature of God was fused with the human heart, and the fruit was completely perfect. And while this perfect union was not touched by the dust of the sinful world, the child formed in heaven and earth brought a holy presence to humanity's void. The eternal was wrapped in the temporal. Perfection was planted into imperfection.
The child's first breath produced a cry heard across the hay of the stable. The first cry of the newborn is a beautiful sound. All human ears will stop and listen to the song of a new resident of the earth, a new brother or sister of humanity. He sings in the most primal voice and calls out in protest as he enters the new world. But to the ones who receive him, the newborn song announces that all is well.
Another precious soul has crossed from the safety of the womb to become a resident of this world. Joyful tears abound as the newborn proclaims to all around him, "I am here, I am safe, and I am alive."
The child's first breath produced a cry heard across the hay of the stable. The first cry of a newborn is a beautiful sound. All human ears will stop and listen to the song of a new resident of the earth, a new brother or sister of humanity. He sings in the most primal voice and calls out in protest as he enters the new world. But to the ones who receive him, the newborn song announces that all is well.
Another precious soul has crossed from the safety of the womb to become a new resident of this world. Joyful tears abound as the newborn proclaims to all around him, "I am here, I am safe, and I am alive." cry of heaven's child was a beautiful sound to the ears of his mother. She surrounded him with warm, loving arms and blessed him with her adoring gaze and tender words of assurance. But outside their cocoon of quiet love and joy, the earth struggled under the injustice of domination, power, and enslavement. The world desperately needed to hear a new voice and a new song. Even in those days, the cry of the child's arrival came to those with open minds and hearts.
And now today, those who will grow still and listen may hear the heavenly song and receive the peace and joy of the child, our Emmanuel. The sun had left for the night, and a chilly moon drifted in to take its place. The cold sent the men to their fires, huddled, half-chilled, and crouched under the load of their existence. For them, the blueness of their planet was mostly covered by the drab, brown hues of dirt and drudgery. Sameness was their fare. Futility kept them in their place. But heaven smiled on them in their dinginess. On this night, angels would pass over people of higher birth to tell these men of the earth about heaven's child.
An angel's salutation startled the men from their drowsy rest, but then calmed their fright and told them about the birth of the child. The angel pointed them toward the birth town where they would go and see the newborn. Then, like a triumphant cymbal's crash, a host of angels exclaimed praise to the heavens, heaven's master, and blessed the earth with a prayer for peace. After the angels left, the night seemed to lose its chill, and the dark sky seemed to glow with excitement. still wearing all the stains and smells of the earth, the men left the warmth of the fires to answer the angel's call.
With great celebration, they clambered down the road leading into town. For the rest of their lives, they would tell anyone who would listen about the night that heaven's angels sent them running to see the Holy Child.
The men quickly found the child in a humble stable, lying on a bed of hay. The place seemed to become a temple as they gazed on the child's heavenly countenance. Beauty is only seen by those who will open their eyes. A song is cherished only by those who will draw quiet to listen. And a heavenly sign is beheld only by those who will raise their vision in search of it. There were other men from a distant land who raised their eyes to the heavens. For them, the night sky was a black parchment upon which the Creator wrote the order and purpose of humanity. Through the long chill of night, as they searched the heavens for a sign of divine guidance, they came upon a star that seemed to whisper to them, "He is here. A newborn king has been born. Go and see him." Faithful to their sky watching, they embarked upon the dusty road to follow the star's beckoning. The star drew them into a land of ancient wars and heavenly revelations, but true to its path, it led them to the feet of heaven's child.
With great reverence, they offered him their truest worship and finest treasures. Their openness to the heavens and their faithfulness to the path had led them to worship in the presence of the newborn king.
You.
The old priest awoke, and the morning sun washed across his eyes like thousands of suns had before. He wrestled his stiff bones upright until his feet found the floor. With a long breath, he wondered how many more days the sun would find his fading eyes. Down the street, the old priest shuffled, slower than he had walked yesterday, but faster than he would tomorrow. The stiffness of age weighed him down, but faithfulness pushed his curved frame forward.
Then a twinge of the heart awakened his hope. Could it be today? Could this be the day when the Creator's unspoken promise would be kept and he would see heaven's child, the Redeemer of Israel? In the corner of the temple walls, he perched on his eternal station and eyed all who passed through the gates of worship.
Then his breath paused as his tired heart felt a youthful surge. His aging eyes widened to watch the young couple carry their newborn. He studied them for a moment, and then he hopped up with the legs of a younger man. The Spirit warmed his soul as he brought them his breathless greeting. His voice shook as he welcomed them with which could be called both speaking and singing. He exclaimed his praises and blessings with a melodic tone that he had not heard since his youth, sweet and clear, so full of truth and assurance.
A fresh smile creased his weathered skin as his eyes beamed through their clouded lens. He had seen the Holy One. At once he was filled with joy and relief. His life would no longer dangle unfinished in the waiting.
Though he would still receive each new day as a gift, his life felt complete. For he had seen the Lord's salvation. He had seen heaven's child. And now we may echo his words and feel his rejuvenation and joy. For all who truly see his truth and receive the Lord's salvation may live forever with peaceful hearts and restored souls.
Thank you.
Master Composer, who breathed the song into existence, now stirs the music in all of us.
Through Heaven's Child, the new spirit shimmers through our souls and swells up within us. Everyone who hears the message of the angel may echo the song they sing. And so let us rise up to join Heaven's angels to celebrate the coming of Heaven's Child, who is Christ the Lord.
Let us express our thanks to God and to the choir for proclaiming God's message to us today.